Welcome to the Dot Metaverse podcast. Today we'll hear from Jason Warnke, the Managing Director, Global IT, Global Digital Experiences Lead at Accenture, who will be telling us about the metaverse at Accenture at scale. This was recorded at the Metaverse Summit at CES 2022, hosted by Touchcast.
Hi, I'm Jason Warnke. I lead digital experiences at Accenture. I'm responsible for driving next generation experiences for Accenture's more than 640,000 people around the world. Part of the role that I play is to make sure that we're not just delivering great experiences today, but also thinking about what's in store for our people all around the world in the future. And one of the things that has been spectacular about the last couple of years is that something that was a far off idea, the idea of the metaverse, really got accelerated in terms of an enterprise value proposition at a much faster rate and pace than we ever imagined. My team and I, inside of Accenture's IT organization, were exploring the future of mixed reality several years ago. We were testing the use cases and devices for VR in the enterprise, or augmented reality with things like HoloLens for quite some time. But we weren't quite ever hitting on what the magical use case was that was going to be viable and scalable in an enterprise the size of Accenture. Until we found that one of the most challenging things that we do inside of Accenture is onboard hundreds of thousands of people every year. And we used to be able to do that in a very physical way. We bring people to our campuses or into offices around the globe, and they would work with their colleagues, their new cohorts and team members, as well as, you know, experienced Accenture folks. And they would learn about how Accenture works and our many businesses and the things that we offer for our clients, and get to know the culture of Accenture. And that was, like I said, a very physical thing. Well, during the last couple of years, we obviously couldn't do that, nor do we think we'll do that the way that we did it in the past in the future. And what we've discovered is through the power of technologies of not just the future, but today, we can do onboarding at scale with mixed reality in our own corner of the metaverse that we call the M4. In fact, in Accenture's metaverse, our enterprise metaverse, we actually have a whole world specifically dedicated to onboarding our people. And it's called One Accenture Park. And what's amazing about this is that regardless of your ability or access to have a headset, although we're deploying a large number of VR headsets to our people around the globe, you can still interact in this virtual world on your PC. And that's something that, you know, is really important to us, inclusive and accessible technology for all. And so what we love about where we see the metaverse going and how we're working to make it an inclusive future is that technologies today and the providers that are making these technologies available are actually really thinking about inclusive design and making that as accessible as it possibly can be. Because we know that in the future, when things are going to be facilitated via some sort of headset, whether that's a VR headset or an AR headset or you know, AR glasses, not everyone will be able to experience that just the same way. So we believe that the technologies that are here and are coming will ensure an inclusive future for all. So when we talk about inside of Accenture, the metaverse experiences that are really important to us, I obviously touched on onboarding. And as a part of onboarding, there are a ton of different learning experiences. Well, ongoing learning is something that all of our people love. And we have done research to show, as many others have done, that the retention of the knowledge that you gain through learning in an augmented reality or virtual reality way is a much higher rate than other ways to do that. Obviously, over the last couple of years, our people have been doing a lot of computer-based training and taking courses that way. And in the past, we were able to bring people together and do that physically. Well, we have the opportunity now with technologies from the metaverse where we can put colleagues together in a virtual world and put them through real life experiences where it has a much more immersive feel, like you're actually there interacting with a client or a team. And that the retention rate, because you experience that in a much more meaningful way, will be retained for much longer. And your comprehension of what you've learned is much higher. So the onboarding experience dovetails nicely with the learning experiences in the metaverse. And then, you know, obviously the collaboration that comes at, from the technologies of the metaverse is the next thing that you know, everyone is really digging into and trying to understand how best to facilitate that. The world where you can be on a Teams or a Zoom call 1 minute and then jump very fluidly and easily into a virtual reality experience, or maybe a mixed reality where you've got a few people in an office gathered around a table with folks that are remote with headsets on, and being able to have a really natural conversation with them is obviously for a company like ours that, you know, teams work together with our clients and our partners, doing so where not everyone can be in one place and use the skills from around the world. These technologies, the technologies of the metaverse, will absolutely change and improve the way that we collaborate and make it much more natural, I think. So the other area that we've been really excited about that is facilitated by the technologies of the metaverse is this concept of a much more fluid and natural move from your consumer life into your work life. What do I mean by that? Well, the headsets that we're deploying, we're very much encouraging people to use it as much for play with their family and friends as they do for those work experiences that I talked about. And imagine having a very fluid movement between all the great things you do in the metaverse, it may be on your personal time, then into work time, where you know you're earning achievements and you're buying and winning virtual gear, if you will, in one side, and be able to use that on the other, and use it in one metaverse and bring it to another. That's a really interesting idea because, you know, to date there's been a really hard line between the way that you think and work in your personal life, and then when you go, you know, quote unquote, to the office where you did that physically in the past, and now where you, you know, commute maybe 5 minutes to your desk at home so that you can work that way. There's always been a really hard line between that and your consumer life. And also before you come to work at a company, and then as you get onboarded on, there could be a lot of friction in that. So the to the extent that you can wipe some of those hard lines down and have better integration on your own terms, not necessarily saying that you need to have work creep into personal and personal work and creep into work, but the technologies of the metaverse will absolutely allow a more fluid experience between these different things that you do. You happen to do some things on your personal time and some things at work, and the technologies of the metaverse will allow for you to do that more fluidly and use the tokens and use the achievements and the cool gear that you get on maybe one corner of the metaverse and another. And I think that's a really exciting prospect and idea for an enterprise. We've done a ton with gamification inside of Accenture. And we think that this opens up the next level, the next world of how gamification can change the way that people are motivated, you know, in both their personal and work life. So that's another aspect that we're really excited about. Wellness is one of those areas that might not be as obvious, but whether you're talking about amazing applications like Supernatural or Beat Saber or any of the other ones that get you up off your feet and you know, off your chair and really active with a VR headset in a much more engaging way than maybe other forms of fitness, and you know, not just physical fitness, but mental wellness and mental fitness as well. When you think about just the vast world of meditation apps that are coming to these mixed reality headsets, and so I think the wellness aspect is something we're just scratching the surface on. And again, that fluid move between personal work life comes into play here as well. Because imagine where you're doing a meeting. Instead of everyone sitting on their chairs, engaging together, what if you did a Beat Saber meeting, right? What if you were in some sort of game together where you're moving around but engaging so that you can, you know, have that, that aspect of it. So I think that one is just an early, early days example of where these things that we never imagined could be possible are now facilitated by the technologies that we thought were maybe a decade away. They're here now. Another really amazing aspect of the technologies, again, not that we ever set out to do, but as we're designing our offices around the world, we're designing them differently, both in the way that we're building and designing those, but also in the actual places themselves. And so when we start a project designing a new office, we'll, as soon as the CAD files are available, we'll get those put into VR so that we can have collaborative design sessions in these designs that are iterating as different pieces come together. And how magical it is to go in as you're making decisions about placement of furniture or tech devices, where you can actually see the vantage points that will, you know, occur in real life. So get in there with others and be able to talk through designs. That's already happening, and that will continue to happen. And there will be a nice mix between the design of using mixed reality to design physical spaces, as well as using these technologies to design virtual places. So we talk about the Nth Floor, our corner of the metaverse. We're designing more and more of these places that have never been or will never be physically made. But, you know, you can imagine all of these space age sorts of environments, whimsical fantasy lands that you never, you know, could imagine happening in real life. Now we can design those and we can bring this to our people as we talk about the Nth Floor, this sort of virtual version of Accenture that doesn't exist anywhere but in the metaverse. And we're excited about TouchCast and the City as a place where we can assemble all these pieces so that people can flow between other M City, entities and locations into the ones that we're building here at Accenture. And then finally, the concept that is so amazing about a metaverse for us that really is, to me, outside of the very business-oriented use cases I described, is this concept of, because we have so many offices around the globe, we don't have one big single campus where you have the benefit of like walking on the campus and walking from one building to the other, stopping at the water cooler, and then meeting people you've never met. But in the metaverse, we've got this really amazing opportunity to create these opportunities where people from different parts of the planet, different roles, different parts of Accenture's business can just bump into strangers they've never met before, and learn about what they're working on, share knowledge, share offerings that they are working on or use with other clients. And that can only be facilitated by the fact that now we've got this virtual place to go, you know, into, whether you're using a headset or not, and meet those folks. And I think that is going to be, we've already seen the benefit of that with our Nth Floor. That would be a really big a game changer for us who really cares about cultivating a culture and the knowledge, the collective intelligence, if you will, across Accenture to make sure that, you know, that is in the most natural way, making its way to our people around the globe. So we couldn't be more excited about where the metaverse is headed. But what we're so excited about is the fact that we're actually doing it today with one of the world's largest implementations of, mixed reality in the enterprise, one of the world's largest enterprise metaverses. And with the great cooperation and partnership with TouchCast, what we think is maybe the next era of how this all knits together in a very enterprise ready and scalable way with TouchCast M City. I couldn't be more thrilled to be a part of this great team and see where Accenture and our clients can best utilize these amazing technologies and approaches for the future of work. Thank you.
In the next episode, we'll hear from Mark Billiard, Senior Managing Director and Technology Innovation Lead at Accenture. For more information about M City and how you can claim your free .metaverse domain, visit touchcast.com.